Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Kay's Frame of Mind. And as usual, we are having soundboard problems. It wouldn't be any fun if we weren't. So good Sunday evening, 10 o'clock. Thanks for coming over to the new night and a new time. Decided to switch things up a bit. You know, more people like to calm down and just chill out on Sunday nights there at the end of the week. But not tonight, folks. And we're going to have a wild night with the Roller Girls. So sit back, relax. We'll be back in a minute.
I am the Lizard Queen!
What the hell was that? It's now time to step into a mind that the world's finest antipsychotic drugs have had the pleasure of living in. Karen's Frame of Mind.
Don't look at me.
Oh, I'm looking right at you, Big Daddy.
You take drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Good.
I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
There, we finally got it fucking right. Man, did that take enough time or what? Good evening.
Too much.
Finally got the soundboard going here. How's everybody doing? As I told you, it is the wild night with the Roller Derby Girls. They're coming into the studio here in just a couple of minutes. I have made sure and had all the whiskey opened, all the shot glasses are lined up, and I've got my knee pads on. I am ready for a good time. On a little sad note, I wanted to let everyone know that my co-host, Helen, she unfortunately this week she's very sick, and she's having some really, really bad physical complications, and she's not going to be able to co-host the show indefinitely. We're all praying for her, pulling for her, and Helen, we want to let you know that we hope you're back and up on your feet as soon as possible, and we're all praying for you, Chico. Take care of yourself. So sitting in for Helen tonight, we are going to have Dave the Stunner in the corner, who only coughs, and every time he coughs, an angel gets his wings. He has put down the peace pipe tonight. He has decided to walk away out of the corner and come sit down on the mic with me and help me out tonight. Can you say hello, Dave?
Hello, Dave.
See?
How's it going?
It's going great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
All right, then. Great voice. Nice to hear your actual voice. No one ever gets to hear it.
It's the only one I've got.
So, as I said, are you ready for the Roller Derby Chicks tonight?
I'm ready as I'll ever be. I got my helmet on, and I got my tooth protector on.
Tonight's show is going to be a lot of fun. As always, our call-in number here is 646-652-4737. And, of course, we can always be reached on instant message, MSN, Yahoo, and AOL.com at K's Frame of Mind. All small case, all one word. Kind of dumb it down for me. It's probably a little too dumb for the rest of you, but I like things kept simple. So anyway, I wanted to start off the show tonight by just discussing something that was sent to me by the Shock Comics. Dave, do you know who the Shock Comics are?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Okay,
I've heard their stuff.
Yeah, they're a great show here on Blog Talk Radio, and they happened to send me some information over this week that really just got into my crawl. I mean, just really bothered me. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Joe Rogan. He was better known as a host or on Fear Factor.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, and for years, though, he's been a stand-up comic. That's his first and first love and first gig. And for anyone who's ever done stand-up comedy or any kind of screenwriting or any kind of writing, you have to fiercely protect your work because it runs rampant that comics steal other comics' jokes. It's an unspoken rule. It shouldn't happen, but it does happen, and it's a shame. And what happened was, I don't know if you've ever heard of Carlos Mencia. I think everyone has. He's got his mind of Mencia there on Comedy Central. Well, apparently this guy has been well known for years stealing other comics' jokes, and that's kind of what's made him famous. Joe Rogan and him got into a confrontation at the Comedy Store there in Hollywood, California.
That's the one that's owned by Pauly Shore and there.
Mom, Mitzi Shore, and his mom and dad, right? And I guess Mitzi's very sick, and they're not, you know, none of the comics really think it's gonna make it's gonna stay in business once Mitzi passes on. So they're kind of, you know, they're a little worried about it. Well, anyway, what happened was Rogan basically came right out and called Carlos Mencia. And Carlos did not take that very well, called him out on stage, and let's just say that Joe Rogan obliterated the man. Just gutted him like a fat cow fish. I'm not quite sure what a fat cow fish is, but what the hell, acid does wonders. Anyway, so he guts the man. I mean, just verbally guts the man. And you can go on YouTube or MSN, just about anywhere, just type in your search bar, Joe Rogan, Carlos Mencia, and you've got to go watch this confrontation. But the shit thing that happened, and this is what bothered me, is Rogan stood up for all the other comedians that have had their material stolen from other comics that have gone on to become wildly successful with none of their own actual material. And the Comedy Store and apparently Mitzi called Joe Rogan, told Rogan, hey, you know, you're scheduled on, you all just avoid each other when you're in the club, no fights happen, no problem. He gets a call back later from one of the management, which, you know, we all know is Pauly, her son. And I guess Joe and Pauly have situation together. And he's fired. He's let go. He's told not to come back to the club. So here's Joe Rogan. He's standing up. He's defending other comics. He's defending his right. He's defending his hard fucking work. And he gets canned for it. And that just pissed me off. It did. It just pissed me off when I heard about this. And if you go into MySpace.com comics, go to Joe Rogan and read his blog about just exactly what happened. He is so dead honest about what took place. And he's got the number there for the Comedy Store in Hollywood, California. It's Sunday night. You got 3 minutes on your cell phone. Go to that blog, get that number, call that place, and tell them they fucked up. They fucked up, and they fucked up bad, and that's the end of my rant. Dave, you have anything?
Well, you know, anyone who creates any kind of work has the right to copyright. So why can't comedians copyright their jokes?
Well, I've got an instant message here from my friend John Boy, who everyone knows was on the show earlier as a stand-up comic. He's telling me that Pauly Shore was a thief at one time, too.
Well,
so,
did that surprise anyone?
Yeah, so that maybe that describes now why he went on against Rogan like he did, because, you know, he's a fucking thief, too. He's a talentless hack.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what else people need to do? Besides calling that the Comedy Store? This Carlos Mencia has got his own show, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think that show's going to last if people stop watching?
Well, stop watching. It's not original. None of that stuff is his.
Yeah.
It's all
stop watching.
Stole from Lopez.
Right into Comedy Central. Tell him to get the No Talent Hack off the air.
You know, and the worst part, the best part I thought of the whole video was, is that Rogan made Mencia admit, A, he's not even Hispanic, and B, his real name is what?
Was it Ned?
It's Ned. The guy's real name is Ned. He made him show his driver's license to the whole comedy club. It's a coup. You got to see the video to really get the full effect of it. And his name's Ned Holness. John Boy just come in, it just popped me an IM and let me know. It's Ned Holness is Carlos Mencia's real name. Now, if anyone can tell me the last time they met a true Hispanic with the name Ned and the last name Holness, let me know.
Well, weren't they saying he was of German descent?
Yes, he actually is German. You're absolutely right, Dave. And so this guy's just he's a complete hack. He's just an absolute hack, a complete fraud. I can't stand this. I mean, I'm gonna ask the women of the roller derby tonight, Dave, because you know what? These are women that, you know, this is a league built by them for them, and this is why I respect these women, because they work their asses off in this league. And I think a lot of you are gonna learn tonight and find out tonight that for all the fanfare and for all the excitement and fun, these are balls-down, hard-working, educated women. Your mothers, your sisters, your cousins. These are women that are serious and goal-minded, and they are just wonderful people to know personally. And I think you all are going to learn a lot tonight with these women. But switching off Carlos Mencia and getting to know the roller derby chicks, which we're going to do, and I hope they're not offended, I just call them chicks. But I need to say a few hellos. I want to say, as usual, hello to all my buddies from Cherry Tap. Thank you very much. CherryTap.com, go in there, MySpace for adults. Pop yourself in a profile. It's free. You're going to meet some of the coolest people you've ever known in your life from all over the world. Answerology.com, also great people, good website. Go in and check it out. That's Answerology.com. I'd also like to say hello to Tiffany and Paul tonight. Tiffany and Paul own this terrific company who you're going to hear an ad for in just a little bit called Euphorias. They are fantastic people. I asked them to come on and advertise on their show. Their products cannot be beat, and you cannot beat the price. Good quality, good price, and the stuff that they carry is top of the line, handcrafted, custom made. Also, on a personal note, I'd like to say hello to Penny. Penny, I know you're listening tonight. Go, girl. I know you have burnt one up for me. So Penny's my buddy, man. She's my girl. She's my friend. So as we're going to move in, I want to get the roller derby women here into the studio. I've got these shot glasses just sitting here waiting on them, and I've got to get them in. We're going to take a little break, and then I am going to bring on the lovely ladies of the Black and Bluegrass Roller Girls.
Hi guys, it's Karen, host of K's Frame of Mind. I wanted to tell you about this fascinating website I found today, www.euphorias.net. They had items that ranged from the unique to the bizarre in home decorations. They also had great trinkets and figurines like dragons and fairies, to actual animal prints and Italian chefs. Each piece and garment was meticulously handcrafted and carved perfectly, even down to the last detail. They also have a very exciting line of adult toys, bondage gear, and bondage wear. All their leather products were handcrafted and made customized to fit your needs and desires. Go check out all their hot adult products at www.sextoysex.com/euphorias. All packages are shipped to your home discreetly. If you would like to make a phone order, they have a toll-free number of 866-343-6012. That number again, 866-343-6012. Plus, right now, if you say you're a friend of the K's Frame of Mind show, you will receive an additional 10% off your purchase price. Or if you choose to order online, just type in K's Frame. That's K-S-F-R-A-M-E in the promotional code box at the checkout. You know, you could be on their site right now as you're listening to the show. Go take a look. You will not be disappointed. I bought something from them, and no, I won't say what it was, but I am very satisfied with the quality and value of the merchandise I received. If I wasn't, would I have asked them to advertise on my show? That's www.euphorias.net and www.sextoysex.com/euphorias. Why not check them out now? You'll be glad you did.
Life is not a garden, so stop being such a hoe.
This has been a public service announcement from K's Frame of Mind.
I'm held with lonely thought, lay, oh, lay, oh, lay, hoo. You're back with the girl and got her, lay, oh, lay, oh, lay.
Compliments my shape. They like the way we. real fine and stuff, but does he know how to wind you up?
Welcome back, everybody. It is that time. I was looking so hard. There was a song that I had found today that I wanted to play as the girls came in, and it will not work for me. And I'm so frustrated. So I'm just going to say good hello to all the girls who are here in the studio. I think I've got everyone crammed in here. Are you here with me, Trudy?
Hello.
We got Trudy. We've got Helena Havoc.
Hey there.
And Morgan, are you with us?
Yep.
Hello, ladies, and thank you so much for coming in here tonight. You all got your shots, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. I'd like to introduce everybody to the Black and Bluegrass Roller Girls. Are you all a member of that league, or do we have separate leagues here?
No, we're all in the same league.
All right. First of all, I want everyone to know, while I have these beautiful ladies, and they are, in fact, very lovely to look at, you can go into MySpace. Go into MySpace, and they have a site there, do you not, girls?
Yeah.
Oh, ladies, excuse me, girls. I'm just so much older than you. That's why I feel it's that maternal thing.
You can just call us bitches. We don't mind.
All right.
Call us whatever you want.
Feel the same to be the same with me, then.
You can't get offended in this business.
Go into MySpace, go into www.myspace.com to Black and Bluegrass Roller Girls. Go in there, take a look at the page, take a look at these lovely ladies. See what they're all about, and I'm going to kind of turn it over to you ladies. What is it? Tell me about yourself. Tell me everything.
Well, we also got a website, blackandbluegrass.com. We have a forum there you can join. We also have a gallery with all the photos. You can see the girls. Tells you all about the sport. So you need to check that out also.
You can also volunteer.
Hey, Karen, by the way, I'm in love with Joe Rogan.
Oh, are you really? He is such a cool dude.
I would leave my man for him.
I've actually.
Ooh.
Oh, now that.
He's on the top. He's the number one on my list.
Yes, but would you eat sheep eyes for the man?
Sheep eyes? As long as I didn't have to look at a sheep while doing it.
Hey, we may have just completely skipped over the roller derby thing with the I'll leave my man for Joe Rogan. This is interesting right here. You know, because since I'm in defense of him, he just might be listening to the show tonight.
Well, I love you.
Hey, if I get an email, it'll come right to you. So tell us.
Call in, Joe. Talk to her now.
Have you started your season yet?
The season starts, I believe, in March.
Okay, so you're just getting ready to start up.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, what would you think, bitches, if I just brought my show on out to one of your games one night?
Bring it on.
And just broadcast live from the game and let everyone hear the crowd and how excited. I mean, this is exciting stuff. If you have never seen roller derby live, you're missing something. You're really missing something. And ladies, I want the people out there on Blog Talk Radio, my community, my fans, my friends, tell them about the sport. Tell them about it. Let them know what you guys do and how great a shape you all are in.
Helena, you want to answer that?
Sure. I'm not sure which direction to go in, but for starters, we practice 3 times a week. So we can definitely kick some ass, no question. We practice three times a week from 2 to 2.5 hours at a time, and it's very vigorous training. We're skating hard the whole time. Independent Skateway in Northern Kentucky.
2.5 hours, too, by the way.
I'm sorry?
I said practices are 2.5 hours a minimum, by the way.
Yeah.
And what part of Kentucky are you guys in when you practice?
Northern Kentucky.
What part of Northern Kentucky?
When we practice in Independence.
In Independence, Kentucky. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it an open practice? Can people come in and actually watch? And
if people are interested in joining our league, they're more than welcome to come and check it out.
Mm-hmm.
But we do rent the rink out, so practices aren't always open, but we can invite guests to come and watch if they're interested.
Okay, fantastic. And
yeah.
What exactly does – I mean, I know that I would never have what it takes to be in this sport. Can you give women out there an idea of just what all it takes to really compete in this sport?
Dedication.
Absolutely.
That's the number one is dedication. You have to put time into this and, you know, kind of – everybody has lives outside of Derby, you know, but you kind of have to rearrange some things for the for Derby. You know, you have to be in good health. If not, you know, it's going to be hard for you at first, but after a while, you know, just working hard, you'll get more stamina. You have to be able to take a hit. That's it. We do get hurt. If you can't fall down and get up in 3 seconds, for some reason you can't, you know, maybe it's not for you. But yeah, it's stamina. You'll build it. Everybody can.
You don't have to be in good shape to join Derby. We'll get you in good shape.
So basically what you're saying, roller derby is like rugby on wheels.
Yes. We're actually befriending some of the local rugby boys around here.
I was
going
to mention this guy.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, the Northern Kentucky rugby boys are friends of ours. So.
Well, I know that the Black and Bluegrass Roller Girls, it's a league built by women, for women. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your league? Tell us kind of how you got started and you know, where you're going to be next and where we can catch you.
Well, we started in May of 2006. I was kicked off another league and for other reasons unknown. And so me and another friend of mine, Mary Simpolcat, actually Paxel Rose started with us. We decided to start this league, and we started out with, what, Helena, like 5 girls?
Yeah, it was just a few of us.
Yeah, and it just boomed from there. You know, we had bumps in the road, got rid of that, and,
so you are,
you know,
still
succeeding now.
Recruiting, though? You're looking for tough chicks that can come in and want to rock, right?
Absolutely.
Always. Yeah.
I mean, we're looking for anybody, nurses, you know, any chick that's out there and wants to kind of live that double life or live their own life, you know, come on down and join us. And you know, you can get all the recruiting information off our website.
What are some of the misconceptions do you think people have about your sport and about women that participate in the sport?
We're all lesbians.
Yeah, I hear from a lot of people that they think roller derby is just sex on wheels and it's all about the image, but we're some tough athletes.
Oh, absolutely agreed.
Yeah,
it's
not
to watch
just about
some of your practices and were you at the night I went, you had an actual speed tracker like the police use in your neighborhood when you pass those annoying little things that tell you how fast you're going. You had it set up on the rink itself, and you ladies were going past. They were going 40 to 55 miles an hour when they hit the curb of the rink. Just in physical and human strength alone to get up to that speed, to me, just blew my mind. It blew my mind.
That's why we work hard. Yep. So that way we can get to that point.
I mean, is it all just running around and knocking the crap out of the other team? Or,
oh, no, it's very strategic.
Yeah, give us some, you know, some background for us ignorant people. Kind of give us a background of kind of what goes on at about.
Okay, well, what it is you have multiple positions. You have, you know, your jammer, your pivot, your blockers, you know, your tail blockers, mid blockers, and your pivot. Your tail blockers are in the back of the pack, which you'll have, a tail blocker, 2 mid blockers, and a pivot
from
each team. And the jammers in the back, they start, you know, first whistle blows, pack goes, second whistle blows, jammer goes. And your tail blockers is your first defense to get your jammer through, make a hole for them, get them through. And if you have to knock somebody down in the process, then you do it. I mean, there are rules and regulations with the hitting. Sometimes people don't follow those. Sometimes, you know, we encourage it, but, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah.
You will be penalized. But when the first jammer that comes out without any penalties, that's the lead jammer. The lead jammer is the only person that can call off the jam.
Well, just to let you know, Helena, we're all waiting for you to finish your shot. So I know we had you talking real quick. So down the rest of that so I can line up some more. Because I'm waiting for mine, too. I have to be a good hostess, okay? So hurry and down that thing.
Chug-a-lug.
Is my favorite.
You know, I'll give it just a second here and remind everybody, you can call in, talk to these ladies, ask them anything you want. Trust me when I tell you, you cannot intimidate these women. You just can't. The number is 646-652-4737. And, of course, on IM Kay's Frame of Mind. Actually, you do have a call. We do have somebody on the line. Would you, ladies, are you ready to take a call?
Yeah. Sure. Bring
awesome.
It on.
Hey, welcome to Kay's Frame of Mind. Who are we speaking to?
John Boy.
Hey, John Boy. How you
John
doing?
Boy.
Hey, Grit.
You got a question for our lovely ladies here tonight?
Actually, I was listening intently until about a few minutes ago when I called Joe Rogan to see if he would call you guys. He was like, no, I'm not doing it. And then I called Doug Stanhope. I'm like, talk Doug into doing it. And he's like, I'm like, talk Joe into calling. He's like, I'm not calling podcast radio shows, but I'm active in every way on, you know, on my blogs and my, you know, shit like that. But I was trying my best to get him on your show.
Oh, well, that's okay. He's probably
still
really
an awesome
busy.
Dude. I mean, you know, Joe's not being an asshole. He's just like, I'm not
so don't have to move into my number two.
I'm not doing
call
blog,
number?
He says, I'm not doing blog talk radio unless they eat donkey dicks.
What?
No, donkey penises, like on Fear Factor.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That one went way over my head.
I didn't get that either.
Okay, on that one, ladies, up with the second shot.
And
Joe Rogan.
You ever heard of donkey dick and plum pudding?
What? No.
By the way, just a public service announcement, John Boy has been drinking.
Yeah, I think we can all tell, but we are too, so you're just in amongst a group of friends.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I actually, when I called Doug, he pranked me. How do you believe that my friend Doug pranked me? I called, and he answers the phone, and he's like, hello, is that Doug Stanhope? My number. He's on the shit out. We have to take a message. And I'm like, you fucking don't even do a good French accent. He had me fooled. I'm like, just tell him it's John Boy. He knows who the fuck I am. John Boy, who is John Boy? I've never met him. I think he tell him about the shithole in Fredericksburg. He's like, yeah, I know who you are. I'm fucking with you in a French accent.
What are friends for, man? What are friends for?
You comics are a breed all unto yourselves, I tell you.
Oh, no, and don't let us drunk dial each other.
Well, hey,
oh, my God.
I don't mind if Joe didn't call into the show tonight. No offense to anyone on that. No one here is offended. Well, except maybe, you know, one of the ladies here.
I also sent out a bulletin for people to call into the show and listen to this shit.
Okay, well, as long as Ned doesn't call
to know
in, we're all
how
good.
How far do these roller derby leagues travel? Because I'm friends with the D.C. Roller Girls, and I could probably set up a match.
Well, we don't have a traveling league yet, or a traveling team yet.
Okay, so you're all local.
Yeah, we're just local right now.
Sweet. When you get ready, the D.C. Roller Girls are getting pretty big, and they're getting some attention. And they are a travel league. And
awesome.
They've done roller derby against some Canadians and all up and down the United States.
Awesome.
And they would be a really good boost if you wanted to go against somebody. They're you know, in their league, I don't know how your league works with rankings, but in their league, they're ranked pretty good.
They're what?
I don't know how you work. Do you work rankings?
Rankings? When we get involved with the Women's Flat Track Derby Association, we'll have ranking then.
Okay, cool. Because the DC Roller Girls are ranked, I think, like number 3 in their area.
Yeah.
And they go against a lot of big teams. And
yeah, I heard they're really good.
They have a blast doing it. They have this one chick, like 6'7", and when she puts on a pair of roller skates, she's like 8 feet tall. I mean, I've got a picture of me with her having me in a headlock. It's just beautiful.
It's nice to see that, you know, the China doll could always have a different career should she decide to move in. I think she'd be a powerful force in roller derby.
Hey, well, she did make that comment about she's not with wrestling anymore and destroying things is yucky.
Yes, yucky. Wasn't that the phrase she used? It was yucky. It was dark. Murky. She was murky. Well, John Boy, thanks for calling in. We've got people just lining up here on the phone, so I'm going to have to let you go for now.
I wanted to say something about Ned Holness. I mean, I've been talking about Carlos Mencia for a long time, and nobody's really paid attention to me because I'm like the low-level comic. And it's kind of hurt my career because of me being a nobody and talking about somebody who's already on top. But it's great to see Joe Rogan go out and stand up for all of us and say something that a lot of people have been saying for years, and now maybe people won't hold it against me as a comic who said, you know, Carlos Mencia is a thief, and you've got guys like Doug Stanhope who are unappreciated, and guys, even guys like myself, I'm underappreciated. I have to rate my shows as X-rated shows. Nobody wants to book me. But I thank you for having me on the air, Karen.
Hey, no problem, John Boy. Call in anytime.
All of you guys.
Keep those shots a flowing, John Boy. I'll talk to you soon.
Take it easy, John Boy.
Have a good night. Okay, ladies. Are you still with me, ladies?
Yeah.
Hold in, yeah.
Another shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Set them up.
Set it up. I've got an IM question for you here, if you wouldn't mind answering it. And I don't give out IM names on my show. I just think it's an invasion of privacy, so I'm just going to give you the question. It says, what kind of equipment would I need if I came out to a practice? And then she, you know, this person, obviously a woman, she would like you to give your website address again.
Morgan, you want to answer that?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Basically, to get started, you need a helmet, elbow pads, knee pads, wrist guards, a mouth guard, and then the website again. Oh, did I say helmet? Yes.
Quad skates.
Huh?
Quad skates.
Quad skates, yes. You do need to wear quads. And you can usually wear those, just the regular rental skates, at a first practice if you don't have your own. And the website is www.black-nbluegrass.com.
And just to let everybody know, for any girl who's interested but not sure yet about being a roller girl, they can come check out a practice, and we have some spare pads and helmets that they can use for their first practice.
Right.
So they don't have to go out and drop a bunch of money on stuff they're not even sure about. So we'll definitely hook them up the first time
and get a
feel for it.
And if they don't want to skate, if they don't feel comfortable skating, you know, we need volunteers, scorekeepers, rank. We need our track. We need people to put up our track. I mean, things like that. Things for uniforms. I mean, there's a lot of positions available for men and women. Only women can skate, these days, but men can even volunteer. We need referees, you know, if anybody has coaching abilities, things like that. You know, we have a great coach, and, you know, but we're going to have multiple teams, one coach per team, so we need coaches and referees and all kinds of things. So, you know, it's not limited to just women.
Well, ladies, you have another caller in. Are you ready to talk to someone else?
Yeah.
Okay, this is from the 513 area code. Caller, are you on the air with us? 513. Are you with us?
Darren, nicely.
Hey, how you doing, Darren?
How you doing,
sweetheart? Say hi to all my wild friends here from the Black and Bluegrass Roller Girls.
What's I hear that? You sitting there doing shots, drinking beers. That's what I'm doing.
All right.
You're joining the party.
Just checking you out. You know, sitting here smoking a bowl and having a good time. Actually, I've never seen Roller Girls, and I was sitting here, I was listening to your show like I always do, and actually for somebody that has no clue what these bitches, actually I'll just call you girls, but
you're not going to intimidate them, Darren.
comfortable saying that.
Hey, I really don't feel comfortable. I mean, you know, I'm tatted as much as you are, but hey. But
well,
you know,
I guess tripped over to your website, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Check mine out. But how the from your mids to your pivots to your jammers, and how all that works for somebody that doesn't know? I mean, what's that? I mean, what? Pretty much, you guys. Somebody explain this to me.
I think
it's pretty cool that you guys do this because I know it's a rough sport.
It is a rough sport. As far as the game is played, The pack consists of the pivots who are in the front who control the speed of the pack.
Right.
Nobody can be ahead of the pivot, more than 20 feet ahead of them, otherwise they're, whatever they do isn't doesn't count. And
okay.
That's we have pivots.
The pack. It doesn't count.
Yeah, within the pack. So you have your pivots up front, your mid blockers in the middle, and then tail blockers in the back. And
right.
There are five girls from each team on the rink at once. There's 10 girls. Eight are in the pack, and then you have your two jammers behind the pack. They start outside of the pack. And the jammer's job is to get through the pack without committing any penalties, without stepping out of bounds, without getting knocked on their asses. And each time a jammer passes an opposing teammate, they get a point. So a jammer can score up to 4 points per pass. And once that jammer's through the pack, she has to loop around the entire rink or the track, come back through the pack again, and she can has to do that as many times as possible within a 2 minute or less time period.
Sure.
And then we do that as many times as possible within 20 minutes, and we do it over again.
So it's not just like a free for all, I'm busting your ass.
No.
It's strategic planning then.
Yeah,
exactly.
There are penalties you can commit. If you commit a penalty, it can land you in the penalty box, and you can have like two or three girls in the penalty. I think it's like a limit of two girls per team in the penalty box at
one
time.
So which one of the bitches am I talking to?
I'm sorry?
I said, so which one of the bitches am I talking to?
This is Helena Havoc, motherfucker.
Helena Havoc, bitch.
Right.
So how many times have you been in the penalty box?
Well, I am the Punisher, so if that gives you anything.
The one, the only, right?
That's right.
Be careful, Darren. She's going to punish you.
I hear you, man. I hear you. No, I just wanted to call in and check everything out. You know, I'm a good friend of Karen's. I've known her since I'm, you know, pretty much a kid.
Don't
so,
give my age away now.
I won't.
Let's be cool now.
We're not going to be that mean.
I check her show out, and I just, you know, wanted to call in and give a big shout-out to Karen and tell her to keep everything going. And, hey, do... Joe Rogan! So, but you guys rock it up and keep rolling in Northern Kentucky.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Darren. Keep on rocking on. We'll do a shot in your honor. I've got the bottle in my hand.
I hear you, girl.
Have a good night.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Ladies, we have another call in, 859 area code.
Mm.
Just a moment. Hi, 859, are you with us? Nope, I guess not. Hold on. 859, are you with us? Hello? Oh, sorry, ladies, we're having a little bit of trouble. 859, are you with us?
I am.
There you are. Sorry about that. Do you have a question for our rockin' ladies, or are you one of them, maybe?
I am one of them.
Yes.
All right. I know that voice. That's the Wonami, isn't it?
Wonami.
Yes.
I saw the bulletin, and I had to call in because I was listening, and there's a couple points that I wanted to bring up that haven't been discussed yet. First one being that I think a lot of times women are scared. They say they haven't been on skates in a long time, and I just wanted to throw it out there that I hadn't been on skates in 20 years, and the girls are very great about, well, the girls and our coaches are very great about helping, teaching, just getting, you know, anyone, all different levels of skate expertise up on their wheels and going, and it's, I don't think that anybody should be intimidated by that if they haven't been skating for a while or have never skated, whatever. We take anyone who's willing to give the dedication that you need for it. I wanted to throw that out there. And secondly, I wanted to throw out that what a great bunch of girls are on our league. Sure, we talk about being bitches and how hard we are and everything else, but when it comes down to it, there's a lot of like love and camaraderie on our team, and we just have the greatest league in the world.
Absolutely.
I second that. Good saying, yeah.
To her. Hear, hear.
And you know what they, you know the saying, thing, you know, skating's like riding a bike. And look at it this way. If you fall on your skates, you aren't falling as far as if you fall off a bike.
And falling is fun. It really
it
is.
It is. And you learn how to fall the correct way.
Yeah, we do. We give you all the training you need.
What are some of the more common injuries that you ladies find that you have? Some
shins.
They're kind of what we would be considered like run-of-the-mill.
Bruises. Major bruises.
I fractured my nose. We had a cracked ankle bone within the league. I think somebody busted a tailbone.
Yeah, I broke my finger. Tore my back muscles.
I know at least two of those. Knees.
Bruised knees, big time bruised knees.
Knees are the
elbows. You're gonna get injured no matter what. I mean, it's just when.
But so it's also your bruises become your medals of honor. You show them off. Like, check out this wicked bruise I got today.
Oh yeah, you'd be very proud.
You know.
What is it? Right. Play with pain or don't play at all.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So I am so glad that you decided to come out here and give us a call. And I've got a person on I Am Here that's got a question real quick for all you ladies. They wanted to know if there's an age limit to how old do you have to be if you wanted to join the league?
You have to be 21 by the time of our bout.
You have to be 21?
Yeah.
Okay.
We prefer 21.
Okay, and is that also, now, do you guys have any upcoming promotions that people come out and can come hang out with you and get to meet all of you?
That would be Helena.
Not as of right now. We're going to be working on another recruitment event coming up. We're kind of waiting for the weather to calm down a little bit. I think people are afraid of the cold weather.
We just did Mardi Gras, did the
parade. Yeah, we did the Mardi Gras parade.
That was this weekend.
And we have a charity thing coming up in the spring.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some local charity events and whatnot, but you can find out all of that information on our website.
Usually our most current event coming up will be on the main page.
Yeah. Join our forum because you'll get firsthand knowledge of everything we do.
Right.
Well, I tell you what, ladies, we're going to take just a brief break here, and I've got to run a little commercial. And we'll take a little breather. Everybody enjoy your shot. Did you want to stick on the line with us here? I didn't get your name.
Whoa, Nelly.
Okay, do you want to stick around with us and hang about through the commercial?
Sure.
Okay, awesome. Hang on the line. We're going to have a little commercial. We'll be right back.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I missed you
all week.
Hi guys, it's Karen, host of K's Frame of Mind. I wanted to tell you about this fascinating website I found today, www.euphorias.net. They had items that ranged from the unique to the bizarre in home decorations. They also had great trinkets and figurines like dragons and fairies, to actual animal prints and Italian chefs. Each piece and garment was meticulously handcrafted and carved perfectly, even down to the last detail. They also have a very exciting line of adult toys, bondage gear, and bondage wear. All their leather products were handcrafted and made customized to fit your needs and desires. Go check out all their hot adult products at www.sextoysex.com/euphorias. All packages are shipped to your home discreetly. If you would like to make a phone order, they have a toll-free number of 866-343-6012. That number again, 866-343-6012. Plus, right now, if you say you're a friend of the K's Frame of Mind show, you will receive an additional 10% off your purchase price. Or if you choose to order online, just type in K's Frame. That's K-S-F-R-A-M-E in the promotional code box at the checkout. You know, you could be on their site right now as you're listening to the show. Go take a look. You will not be disappointed. I bought something from them, and no, I won't say what it was, but I am very satisfied with the quality and value of the merchandise I received. If I wasn't, would I have asked them to advertise on my show? That's www.euphorias.net and www.sextoysex.com/euphorias. Why not check them out now? You'll be glad you did.
Yeah. ladies, are you tired of people constantly staring at the burn marks and bleached skin that you have due to meth spiders? Does the smell from piss and rotting arm flesh kill your social life on the weekend? Then Lovely Lady has a product for you. It's the Miracle Foundation that you've been waiting for. Lovely Lady Spider Cover comes in three matching skin tones. Even has a pleasant scent. Yes, ladies, Spider Cover comes in scents, like Raid. Features protection along with coverage. Helps keep those pesky spiders from burrowing in and laying government-authorized radioactive eggs in your brain. There's also Rose. Along with great protection and coverage, Rose has the pleasant scent that men who pick up meth chicks adore. It will help increase those business calls, ladies, making that next hit easier to get. Last, there's Patchouli, for the peace-loving, always-on-the-go meth girls. Ladies, the government knows that we have the secret to killing those spiders. So order today, before they kidnap us and implant secret chips in our brains that tell the terrorists in Donald Trump's death that we have dirty bombs in our teeth. So call today. That number is 555-284-2466. That number again is 555-BUGS-THE-GOD.
Cash only and no refunds. Lovely Lady assumes no liability for side effect of sobriety.
Ladies, don't you hate it when you get on a good meth high and you start getting those spiders and it scars up your arms? We're back live. You can comment.
I want the Raid smelling.
For some reason, I have this thing, and this is really wrong, but I'm dead honest with my listening audience. I have no problem with being honest, and I find meth addicts terribly funny, especially women. And I just think it's so funny because the stuff is made of, like, the shit they clean toilets with, okay? And they're hawking it and smoking it, and they're like, man, I'm having an experience I've never had. I'm like, yeah, you're in jail. And
it's called brain damage.
You right. know? Man, you make it look exciting for the rest of us. Keep going. So anyway, that's my rant. I've got this thing about meth addicts. I just think it's funny. It's probably really not funny, is it?
I think it's, I don't know. I don't understand how they can enjoy it. I don't know. It's a waste of time, I think.
I just don't get it. I'm sorry. I just don't get speed addiction, but we'll ask Anna Nicole. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. We can't, can we? I guess Trim Spa really does work. She's lost 3 pounds last week.
I'm going to go take some right now.
And I beg to differ.
Yeah, that weight for her is just going to come falling off of her, isn't it now?
As long as
eventually she's
going to
be nothing but skin and bones.
Give her a couple months, 6 feet under.
That's right.
Stuff, and all I did was made me want to eat more. Like, I didn't lose anything.
All that stuff scares me to death. I figured the best way to lose weight for me is the hard way, and that's Tybo and keep my fat ass off away from the snacks.
Well, that's another good thing about roller derbies. You'll start shedding the pounds.
Oh,
I would love to do roller derby for the exercise girls, but I'll tell you one thing. I am not tough. I am such a pussy. I am.
You'll say that now, but you get on that rink and get the gear on, and something will just come over, and you just take care of what you need to do.
You're a different person with your speech
time. Yeah, you don't even think about, like, getting hurt. No,
well,
that doesn't even cross your mind.
I think a lot of people have this misconception that you guys are, in fact, you know, hardcore lesbians that ride Harleys and have oil underneath your fingernails and probably not very educated. And I want to break that myth tonight. I want to break that stereotype and you know, tell a little bit about yourselves and a little bit about your background. I mean, you don't have to tell too much, but, you know, let people know who you guys really are.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Helena Havoc will go first.
Okay.
I guess. I'll volunteer. Well, I currently work at an elementary school. I do sign language. So my wrist guards are my most important gear right now, because that's my moneymaker right there. And, I'm not married, I don't have any kids, but I work a full-time job working with little kids, and they are absolutely thrilled that I get on roller skates and skate around, and they all want to come and watch me and all that stuff. So, yeah, I'm normal except for when my skates go on.
Well, think, if you let them come watch you skate, you'll never have problems with them in the classroom.
That's right. I do feel kind of bad because we have potty mouths. I will
yeah.
We got to watch the language with the little kitties around, but, you know,
yeah.
I forewarned them. If you come and watch us, be ready because we're not censored on the rink either.
Yeah, I tell my girls they just ignore what comes out of our mouth.
I was just going to say, only if they're not your own kids, watch your mouth, I guess.
Your mouth.
So, Trudy, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm in school now, and I work at the hospital, and not much. You know, I got two stepkids. They're great. You know, they're older, 15 and 11. I date a tattoo artist. That's about it. I'm probably, like, the boring one of them all, unless I get alcohol in me.
Or Joe Rogan calls.
Or if Joe Rogan called me. You know, I'd be excited and don't know what to do with myself.
So what about you, Morgan?
Well, until recently I was pretty much a stay-at-home mom with a really bad attitude. And now I'm currently in school, and I have a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old. And I was pretty physically active. I was somewhat athletic. I played co-ed softball and things like that before Derby, but now pretty much Derby is my life outside of my kids.
And Nellie?
Well, I am a single mom of a terrific son who is about to turn 16. During the day, we have a very boring life being the loss prevention and safety manager of a retail store. And that's about it.
Well, that sounds like a good job because then you can use your rink skills in your paint job.
Slap. Yeah.
I've always wondered that. If you catch a shoplifter, can you actually make up an excuse to go flying on him and jump him?
You know, unfortunately not for the retailer that I work. But there are other retailers that I have worked for in the past that, you know, you get down and dirty.
Body slamming is allowed.
That's right.
I was just always wondering, I mean, when I was very, very young, and this is, you know, back when, you know, even Rodney Dangerfield was in diapers, but when I was young, he was in diapers at the end of his life, too. Anyway, either way,
right.
Some old fart
he still
was
gets
diapers,
no respect.
You know, some old fart was in diapers. And of course, being from Ohio, you know, we have such a plethora of places to work when you're young. And I worked at a grocery store third shift, and because I am, you know, a tall woman, they assumed that I must be burly, too, and said, well, you're in charge of me, you know, you got to do night security, too. And there was this little old woman in there stealing steaks. I'm not kidding.
Stealing steaks?
No, steaks.
Oh.
Steaks. And she was shoving this shit down in her dress and in her purse and everything else. I mean, she thought she was really getting away with something, and she looked like Ponderosa on wheels. And, you know, my boss is looking at me. I'm like 18 at the time, you know, and he's looking at me and he's like, well, you got to do something about it because I'm a guy. I can't say anything to her. And I have no clue what to do. I'm a complete idiot, and I've never denied that. So I walked up to her and I said, excuse me, ma'am, could I have your steaks? And you know that bitch tried to act like she couldn't hear me? I let her leave with them. I got fired, but I let her leave with them because I figured if you're that old and you got to steal meat, you're hungry. Take it.
Well, maybe next time if you'd offered her A1, you could at least caught her in admitting she had steak.
I was 18. What did I know? But anyway, that's completely off the topic. And if you don't mind me saying, shut me up the next time I go off on the tangent like that. That was fucking stupid. A call-in number is 646-652-4737. Of course, the IM Messenger, MSN, Yahoo, AIM, Hit Me Up, Case Frame of Mind, all the same words, smaller case. Ladies, we've got about 4 more minutes. I want each and every one of you to just promote the hell out of your league. Tell us everything and give us some parting words. I shouldn't have asked you that right as I gave you the last shot.
I'm worthless now. Well, Nellie.
What else can I say that I didn't already say before? Really, anyone that is interested really needs to just come out and check us out. We, like I said before, we have the greatest group of gals, bitches, whatever you want to call us. It's a lot of fun, and you know, aside from the physical benefits, it's good for your self-esteem. It's you know, like I said, the camaraderie. You know,
you'll
there's
be
not
empowered.
Yeah, exactly. It's very empowering.
Ladies, I hate to interrupt you. We've got somebody calling in here at the last minute. Would you mind talking to somebody for the last minute?
Sure, cool.
Okay, nope, you know what? It went ahead and disconnected him because we're too close to the end of the show. Oh. I apologize. Your season starts in March, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. The show starts in March. Do you know when your first bout's going to be or who you're going to be playing?
No, not yet. We'll be doing interleague bouting first.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get with the Women's Flat Track Derby Association, and when we get a part of that, then we'll be batting other leagues that are with that association.
And you're still looking for referees, statisticians?
Sponsors, everybody. If you're sitting there thinking, you know, this ain't for me, I'm not tough enough, I don't think I could do it, most likely you can do it. So stop thinking that way and get your ass over here.
Okay, and then I know that when we spoke earlier, sometimes you have bands that come out to the bouts, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so are you willing to audition any local talent?
Yeah, if you're interested in if you're a band and you're interested and you want to play with some of our benefits, some of our fundraisers, possibly one of our bouts, you can send your information on our MySpace page or through our website, and we'll take a listen at you. And
well, we're going to squeeze one last question in here. This person has they're gone again. Sorry, ladies, I don't mean to keep interrupting you, but we're going to have to wrap things up anyway. So we're starting in March. We can go see the Black and Bluegrass Roller Girls. One more time, give me both your websites so everybody can come hit you up.
It's www.black-n-bluegrass.com. And on our MySpace page, it's blackandbluegrass.com also. You can also email us. We have an email address. It's blackandbluegrassrollergirls@yahoo.com. So feel free to give us a shout out or any questions you have. We'll be happy to answer them for you.
Well, ladies, I appreciate you coming into the studio tonight and finishing off this fifth of whiskey with me. Thank you, Helena. I knew it was your favorite. I hope I got the right brand.
Oh, you did. It was perfect.
Awesome. Okay, well, ladies, you guys are now friends of the show. You can feel free to call or come in here anytime. I want to come out with your permission. We're going to bring Kay's frame of mind to a bout.
Awesome. Oh, you're welcome anytime.
We're going to do a live broadcast right from the bout. Awesome. And take a little video, we'll put it up on our site so everybody can come in and see these women and just see how much ass they kick.
Can I say something quick?
Thank you so much for coming on tonight, and I hope each and every one of you just has continued success. And rock on, and thanks for keeping women strong.
Thank you.
Wouldn't roll on be more appropriate?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Roll on,
ladies. Have a great night. Thanks,
everyone,
for listening in to Kay's Frame of Mind. That's it for Sunday night. Have a great night.
Night.
Surface is not for what it seems. I take away my problems, but only I-